So we've come a long way. We're finally at drop five. No call for drops here. This one you've got to pour on.
Pouring on the energy, drop five, is an amazing dynamic. Instead of waiting till the person that we're in relationship with demonstrates massive amounts of change and greatness in whatever they're doing, we're looking to create mountains from molecules. We're looking for the smallest aspect of success.
And this is where we transform from the fly into the honeybee, where we acknowledge and encourage every aspect of our partner's behavior.
Because if you've got to drop five, you must have had so much success. You've managed to calm down, drop the flame. You've managed to get into reflection and see how it is for the other person. You've taken responsibility. You've gone on to reset yourself to being the person and the kind of relationship that you want. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's a
And
big achievement.
you can see the other person has been able to sit with you, to be with you, and move through those drops. That's called pouring on the energy. I really love the way that you managed to shift and reflect how it was for me, like that.
So we're going to be talking a lot about being in the moment here, how to ways to pour on that energy, any problems, any misconceptions you might have that this will make the other person proud or arrogant. So we'll be covering all those things.
And the cherry on top is that you'll become such a master of this pouring on the energy, you won't have to wait for upsets, but you'll use it in every aspect of your relationships.
Yeah, this is the nourishing one where we nourish the relationship. It's
So,
not just about the resolving of conflict. This is a big one.
see you in a few moments in drop five. Welcome to the fifth and final module of our Relationship Rescue Remedy online training.
It's all about shifting your focus from what's gone wrong or what's going wrong to relentlessly energizing what's going right for you.
More or less, the lasting effectiveness of the five-drop formula depends on how we use our energy. Sure, a five-drop formula will get you through the upset or conflict that you're dealing with. But it won't transform the relationship unless and until you learn how and when to apply your positive energy.
In our group coaching programs and our live seminars, we spend a considerable amount of time showing you exactly how to do that. So now that you've completed the first four steps, you've paused, reflected, accepted responsibility, and done the reset, and you've moved beyond conflict, it's time for us to show you how to use those moments of success to start building an extraordinary relationship.
Instead of sitting around waiting for the next inevitable upset, it's time to energize and build on those moments of success.
So this one we pour. This is called pouring on the energy, and it means energizing and acknowledging each other for those moments of greatness that you've both shown while you've been working together through your issue.
Unfortunately, our tendency is to discount or dismiss those all-important moments. And instead, our negative default setting forces us to focus on what's lacking or missing, it's not right in our relationship. And this is how we perpetuate the cycle of upset and conflict. Drop five is an invitation to use our energy to shift this negative default setting.
So pouring on the energy works in two ways. As already stated, it's first acts as a reactive tool. It will help to dismantle any conflict. But the second is as a proactive formula, and this will deepen and strengthen your relationships.
In this module, you're going to learn how to transform any and every conflict into an opportunity for deeper, loving relationship. Resolving conflict is only the beginning of what's on offer in this module. Let's not forget that having a successful relationship doesn't mean that there'll never be any conflict. Remember, it's not conflict in and of itself that damages relationships. It's how we choose to respond. It's how we deal with conflict that makes the biggest impact on our relationships. So we don't suggest that you just sit around waiting for the next upset, then jump in with the five-drop formula as some kind of quick fix miracle spray, expecting to fully transform all your relationships.
So when you become practiced at pouring on the energy in this drop, you're going to experience firstly how energizing the other person on a daily basis, being proactive, builds up an emotional trust account, and that becomes the new foundation of your relationship. And when you do get into conflict, which is going to happen for sure, you'll know how to instantly rechannel that energy and navigate to the other side.
If you haven't already done this, it might be a good time to ask yourself, what do I really want in this relationship? What am I in this relationship for? Am I in this relationship simply scrambling for some personal advantage? Has it become all about trying to prove that I'm always right or that I'm better than the other person? Has it become more like a competition to see who wins? Or am I interested in developing a loving relationship based on mutual respect, understanding, and Krishna-centered principles? Pouring on the energy empowers us to move beyond the mindset of what's in it for me.
Option one is about one person, me, and my selfish attempt to win or to gain some personal advantage. But option two is about two people learning how to experience loving relationship. All successful relationships, especially Krishna conscious ones, are built on genuine love and trust.
Srila Prabhupada was a master of this principle. He demonstrated it relentlessly and encouraged his followers to follow his example.
Our favorite story of energizing for success is our Jayananda story. I call it the fish sheller story, and it happened in San Francisco down at the wharf. All the devotees were out with Jayananda on Harinam. Now, when they went down to the wharf, there were a lot of fish sellers lining up along the wharf, and they weren't so receptive to the Harinams. And actually what they did is every time the Harinam would, just before they would go past, they would throw their dirty fish water along the path. Now, the one devotee that was relating this story, he said this used to make him really angry, and he really wanted to have it out with these fish sellers. But he was waiting to see, what will Jayananda do? Jayananda, what he did, he said, let's make some cookies. They made these cookies for the fish sellers, and the next day when they went down, he went up to the fish sellers and he said, hey, you guys, I've noticed that just before we come, every time you clean the path, we really appreciate this and we'd just like to give you something. Wow, did that change their whole outlook? After that, they began waving at the devotees instead of scowling. It changed the whole relationship dynamic.
Being able to build miracles from molecules is the miraculous step that takes our lives to the next level. The open secret is to permanently transform all of our relationships. When we've been practicing the habit of creating success, even when it appears that you have very little to build on, just like Jayananda in that story, we start the process of building miracles from molecules. Now, there was a lady in one of our live seminars in Sydney, Australia. She shared a story which was quite miraculous. It's a story about a devotee called Rakshitambara. Maharaji, she approached Srila Prabhupada and she said, Srila Prabhupada, we have this child who's so difficult, he's so naughty, we don't know how to deal with him. And Srila Prabhupada suggested that you tell him that today he is breathing very nicely. So we thought about that for a few moments. We thought, this is amazing. Srila Prabhupada was determined to show that the child could be successful. Rather than chastising, he was thinking, we've got to begin with some success. So when we start giving our energy to even the smallest measure of success and we fan that spark like Prabhupada always did, we'll get more of what we're energizing. We'll create more success.
So now that you know the open secret, the only solution is to get into training to become like the honeybee. It's time to cast off our old fly bodies.
And guess what? Nothing else really works.
No. So the key to successfully build miracles from molecules is to shift your focus. from what isn't going well, that's your upset, your conflict, to what is going well right now. That could be working through the relationship conflict.
In our live presentations, we use a flip chart to demonstrate this point, the fixation on what's wrong. We put a, you've most likely seen this, but we put a dot on a white sheet and we suggest to people, what do you see here? And everyone says, oh, obviously there's a dot. I see a black dot. And occasionally somebody says, well, actually, there's, I see a white sheet with one small black dot. So this is a shift in perspective. And we need to make the shift from what happened, that upset, which is now in the past. That was last week or yesterday or a few hours ago or minutes. That he did this to me, she said this to me, it's her fault, it's his fault, all the attack and defense stuff. And we have to shift it now to the present. What's happening right now?
So let's go through this slowly. Right now, as we begin to pour on the energy, he or she is being really great. They could be not shouting. Maybe they've paused. Then listening and trying to understand my point of view, that's reflect. Showing responsibility to work through this issue, that's accepting responsibility. Regaining composure, all these things can be energized, and good intention, that's the reset. And how he or she is attempting to communicate to me how great I've been while we've been working together through the upset. So all through all these steps, you can be pouring on energy all the time, nourishing your relationship.
So pouring on the energy is all about authentic communication, which of what's happening right now in the moment, which means accessing your heart.
Sincerely acknowledging the other person is all about accessing and speaking from your heart. Stay in your heart because Krishna is there to guide you. You've already reset yourself back to your higher self, your highest intentions, and for the other person in your relationship. You've worked through all the previous steps, so now it's time to pour on the energy. Now, this is not about false flattery. We can all smell that a mile off. But it is about genuinely appreciating each other, which is something we don't do enough of. Authentic communication is when we capture those moments of success and we celebrate and acknowledge them.
When you reflect back those moments of greatness to the other person in the form of authentic words of appreciation, acknowledgement, confirmation, you will be absolutely amazed by its positive effect. It's not so much about coming up with the perfect thing to say at any given instance. It's more about getting in touch with your heartfelt appreciation of the qualities the other person has displayed and working with you to move through to the other side of the conflict. Now, the more specific the recognition, the better. For example, here are a couple of slides from our live seminar that provide examples of what we're talking about.
Pouring it on means to energize, acknowledge, celebrate each other for all the great qualities you're displaying all the time and while you're working through an issue. And we don't do enough of this as devotees even, just in our general relationships. We kind of see someone doing something, but we don't give them that acknowledgement. We're frightened of puffing up their ego or something.
I'll give you an example right now. My wife just skipped through a whole bunch of stuff that I was supposed to say, but she was really onto it and she knew he doesn't really need to say that because we discussed earlier that if there's stuff we don't really need to say, we'll move on so we're not here too long for you. And she was so smart and onto it, and I realized she'd just gone through it.
Yeah, so
I just acknowledged her for something. Do you feel good?
I feel really good.
It shows great intuitiveness and being really focused on your task and at the same time knowing, trusting yourself.
Good.
Did you like that? That's what this
Give
pouring
me more.
On the
Tell me more.
This is what this pouring on the energy is about. It's not flattery, actually, is it? It's heartfelt. There's a heart connection when you genuinely reflect back to people, to someone, how they appear in your life, and you can reflect it back, and they think, wow, that was really sweet of you. That was really, that's really nice. So it's not false. It's, So that's what we're going to be looking at doing here.
Here's an example of what it could sound like. When you reflected back to me how you understood why I felt so disappointed and frustrated, it made a big difference to me. You really helped me to open up and see how it was for you. That took a lot of reflection and humility.
Now you see that we've highlighted the specific qualities. This recognition goes straight to the heart. It's when we say to someone that you actually possess the power of deep reflection and humility in how you've been communicating with me, somebody really gets that and it affects them. Here's another example. The way you managed to give me the time to explain myself was truly amazing. You remained calm and gave me all the time I needed to get across my feelings and explain why I was upset. Your patience and understanding was awesome.
You'll see in this example we've emboldened the specific qualities shown by the other person. Because when we pour on the energy, we are highlighting and acknowledging the very best we see in each other. I hope you can see how this drop stands alone as a powerful, proactive practice that will nourish and strengthen your relationship, actually all your relationships. So don't wait until you get into conflict, please. Use this to build up your emotional trust account and use it on everyone.
Pouring on the energy transforms your potentially relationship damaging energy into positive energy that shines light on the great qualities possessed by the other person, those people that you hold in loving relationship. This drop alone, on its own, has the power to totally transform every relationship.
So now you have all the tools you need to transform each and every conflict or upset into an opportunity for deeper relationships and to get back to that loving place where we all want to be.
Now as we come to the end of this training program, let's briefly recap on what you've learned.
So you know how to regain your calm when things get heated. That's drop one, drop the flame.
You're convinced about the need to understand the other person's perspective. Empathic reflection, drop two, drop the vein.
And you may have to visit that one again sometimes. And three, you've regained your personal power by accepting responsibility for everything in your life. That's drop three, drop the blame.
You've also created the new habit of consistently refocusing on who you really are and who you want to be. That's drop four, the reset, drop the pain.
And in this video, you've also learned how to focus your energy on small molecules of success to miraculously transform your upsets into opportunities for deepening your relationships. And that's drop five. And we pour that one on, pour on the energy.
Now, as you become experienced, you will on occasion find yourself moving quickly through some of the drops. At that time, the five-drop formula will seem to you more like a dance than a strictly linear process. However, we encourage you to work through the five drops sequentially. Remember, this process demands that we stay on the same page as the other person and patiently work together through to the other side of the conflict.
Congratulations, you have completed the Five Drop Rescue Remedy Mastery Program, and that is an achievement.
Yes, you've come a long way.
No, it's not over yet. You now have a certain mastery. But let's be honest, conflict.
It's practice.
Yes.
There's a lot of practice.
Yeah. We can get into conflict anytime.
Yeah. It's not that conflict's going to stop. Now you've got some tools how to deal with your conflict.
Yes. Don't expect that you're just going to jump out of bed tomorrow and it's all going to be fabulous. You will be challenged. You'll see when, you know, you don't want to take responsibility. You'll say, I can't get into reflection. I'm so upset. I'm so angry.
Yeah. But if you persevere and just go through the drops, and as you become more competent, you can, what we talk as dance back and through the drops. You might go from drop one and then think, oh, I didn't do enough pausing. I might have to go back there again.
You start to see when the other person's actually still too angry. And you think maybe we'll just give a little more time before we ask them, can you get into reflection? So we might play with it. And I remember just as we're finishing the program, about a month or two back, there was an issue came up and I just couldn't get into reflection. And I was definitely not drop, I hadn't dropped the flame, but then take responsibility started to ring out. And I thought, oh, I can't escape that one. So then I thought, I'll have to take responsibility. And as soon as I said that, well, I got to drop the flame. Oh, gosh, you I better needed, get into reflection and see how the other person.
You just needed more time to drop the flame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like that. Don't spit the dummy out, as they would say. Don't throw it out. Stick with it. It works. This program definitely works.
So we have, to support you, we already have a Facebook group that you can join. And we don't just discuss the nuts and bolts of Relationship Rescue Remedy, but we go over through all aspects of Grihastha life, from child raising to relationship ideas.
Yeah. And soon there will be a membership program that you can join. We're putting that together now if you want closer interaction with Vimala and myself. So stay tuned with us. See you on the Facebook group, and we'll see you soon.
See you soon.